T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Jason Garrett's gone. We will not hear from Jason Garrett today.
Which?
Imagine getting fired right before Thanksgiving. Like, that kind of sucks.
Well, is it worse to get fired before Thanksgiving or right after you coach a game on Thanksgiving? What would be worse?
You talking about Matt Nagy?
Yeah, like, would that be worse?
There's a report that Nagy's been told that Thursday will be his last game, which I've never heard of that before. Like, you know, they tell a coach, we're firing you, but you get one more game. Like, I don't get that.
I don't buy that.
But that is a report that's
maybe they've
there.
Decided to fire him because they have a long week after Thanksgiving.
Possibly, but I don't think they've... If you're going to fire the guy, you don't tell the guy, listen,
no.
This Thursday's your last game, you just fire.
No, maybe they've internally made the decision they're going to fire him. When Matt Nagy's asked, hey, is it true you're going to be fired? And he says, that's not true. Yeah, because he may not know.
Well, he knows now.
Now he's heard.
Like, you know, by the way, if you're going to fire me on Thursday, I'm out of here today.
Yeah.
Like, I'm coming to work.
Unless there's something I can do to save my job. Unless I can go out and coach the greatest game I've ever coached.
I once got fired the Monday after the Christmas party. Yeah, when I was in WNEW.
Did you do something at the Christmas party?
No. They had already made the decision to replace me with Scott Farrell. And, it was weird about it was, listen, I knew that it was going to end at some point. The show wasn't that great. But they came to me. It was really strange. The management of WNEW, Jeremy Coleman, who I adore, and Ken Stevens, who ran the station as well, came to me and said, you got to come to the holiday party. Because it's post 9/11. So it was a big thing to get everyone together downtown. We were in Tribeca to have this get together, right? And Tribeca was like a ghost town then, obviously, a few months after 9/11. And they're like, you got to go. You're good for morale. Show's really picking up steam. You guys are in a good place. And I'm like, I don't know. And they had Opie come to me. And Opie said, Craig, you should really go to the Christmas party. It's good for everyone to see the on-air host at the party. It's good for morale. I'm like, well, if Opie thinks I should go. Right? So I'm like, all right, my wife and I go to the party. Party's on a Saturday in New York City, okay? Monday, we no longer need your
Why were they
services.
Pushing you to go then?
I don't know.
For what reason? So, to give you one last
and dude,
good time?
It was Christmas week. I got fired like 2 days before Christmas.
There's no good time to fire someone.
But you don't fire somebody on December 23rd or the day before Thanksgiving. That's effed up.
I get what you're saying, but there's never a good time to fire someone. So should the Giants have not fired Jason Garrett because Thanksgiving's
in 2 days? They should have fired him last week. It's like I keep saying.
They won the game last week.
So what? And by the way, did you notice yesterday during the game, the entire fourth quarter, after every change of possession where the Giants' offense came off the field without points again or after a bad turnover, Jason Garrett sat down on the bench right next to Danny Jones.
Yeah.
I'm sure you saw that,
right?
Yeah. But there was something odd about it that stuck out to me. If you want to go back, I know you can go back and see it, right?
NFL Game Pass.
Oh, I don't know. Do they show you the broadcast?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Go back and look at the fourth quarter after Giant offensive possessions, all right? What's weird about it is every time they show the two of them, they're not speaking.
Mm.
So it's like Jason Garrett went over merely to keep him company.
Give him his presence.
As if to be like, I know. But they didn't say nothing.
Well, sometimes there's not much to say. Like when you look at Jones's two interceptions, specifically his first.
What is there to say? Like
it was a brutal decision.
That was the one to the dude that was laying
Steve
on his ass,
McClendon,
right?
The former New York Jet.
All right, great question. So he's got he's got a Rudolph, coming across the field wide open, which you see in the replay. I didn't see it in live. You saw it in the replay, okay? It's a great play call, and he's wide open. Now, unfortunately, Danny Jones is under duress. He's kind of leaning backwards. He doesn't see Rudolph coming across, so he throws it to McClendon, right, who's on the wrong team.
Right. There's no giant receiver near him.
Other than Price was the only guy close, and he's your center.
Right.
Right? So when I look at that, this is one of the things I'm talking about. That's not a Jason Garrett problem. The guy's wide open. Earlier in the game, I thought Brian Griese had a great game as an analyst. He talked about, I want to say, maybe it's Galladay coming across the field around the five-yard line, and he just doesn't see him.
Oh, he just missed him. He didn't even look for him.
He didn't even see him.
Yes.
And the play before that, he overthrew Tony.
Yes.
So you have guys wide open, which are potential touchdown passes right there.
Yep.
And I'm saying to myself, how is that Jason Garrett's fault?
No,
I know.
It's not...
I'm nitpicking one game.
No, but you're...
So I get that,
what you're also doing is you're looking at specific moments and saying that's on the player. And you're right. Obviously, Daniel Jones was awful last night. But what happens in all sports, not just football, when players underperform? You fire managers.
I get that.
You fire coaches. Performance is performance, and you can't get rid of your entire team, so you're going to get rid of a coach. When your offense has been the worst in the NFL for 2 years rolling, and they have, statistically, since 2020, they've been as bad as it gets.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about
it? They did.
You're going to fire the coordinator.
Joining us right now, the superstar from the hit Billions, Rick Hoffman, is on the line. Big Rick, what's going on, buddy?
So here's the deal. Like, if basically your beautiful son Anthony, who has this wonderful voice,
yeah,
right? He's got this gorgeous voice, and I know this kid's going places. He's talented. If you put him with the headphones on the sidelines to call offensive plays with the offensive line that you had yesterday, like this, your son would be better than Kevin Gilbride if you had an offensive line.
Sure, they
here's
don't have an
problem,
offensive
Adam.
Line, right?
No, what I'm saying is, like, any intelligent, like, 8, 9, 10-year-old could do it. It's not just – this is why, Evan, Craig isn't sticking up for Jason Garrett. He's not sticking up for the firing of it. This is just about understanding a little bit of the psychology of the years back when you have – like, Evan, if you're sitting there with Craig, but there's no Craig, and you have Lou Gower –
well, let's not go down that road. And here's what you've done,
hold
Rick,
on.
And I love you. You've just complicated something.
I'm so confused.
I know what Rick's trying to say.
I have no idea.
Rick's trying to say it, Rick.
No. What I'm saying is, Evan, you're sitting there, and you got not Craig, but you got Lou Gower, who's pretty good, but you don't got Craig.
Right.
Right? Craig's your offensive line. Where's Craig? Now I got all these darts coming at me. How am I going to be Evan Roberts? So then you've got, hold on.
Rick, I love you. I love you. I can't wait to have a couple drinks with you.
I got so many different things.
No. I'm going to move on. Don't be upset. Don't be upset. Don't text me upset. Don't get upset.
I'm not going to be upset.
You've just complicated something that ain't that complicated. But I love you for trying. You
but
keep
Josh,
selling those kidneys on Billions, and I'll keep watching, okay?
I love you.
I'll talk to you later. All right. There you go.
Can you explain it now?
No. Yes.
I have no idea.
But I'm not going to.
Okay.
He's a diehard passionate Giant fan.
Right.
So he's just beside himself right now. He's trying to say it's easy to just say throw Jason Garrett out to the Wolves, which is what was done. When the bigger picture problems are well beyond Jason
Garrett. But we all agree
with
that.
No offensive line.
Like, we all agree with that. I mean, the
issues
that
affect
the Giants run deep, yeah.
All right, here's my question.
Yeah.
So we agree, Joe Judge went to John Mara to say, will you fire Jason Garrett?
Yeah.
And it had to go to John Mara because the Maras are the ones that hired Jason Garrett.
Yes.
That's a fact, okay?
Yes.
So here's what's interesting about it. And this is why I've got such a problem right now with a guy I respect so much, in John Mara. I really do. I have great admiration for him. Here's the problem. He comes across asleep at the wheel when fire Garrett. Okay, well, you've made ample arguments in favor of firing Garrett. I don't argue any of them, so let's just move on from that. He deserved to be fired. They suck, right? If you really want to send the message, if you really want to tell the fan base that you get it, Dave Gettleman should be fired.
Yeah.
The GM does nothing right now. In this part of the season, they are getting ready for the draft, believe it or not.
They do.
Free agency stuff.
There is a job. And I know you're going to think it's minor, but adding guys
anybody
to your practice.
Anybody can do it right
now. Not really.
They can. They've got, what's his name they brought from New England? O'Brien. Right?
No, but I'm just making it clear that it's not as if the GM twiddles his thumb now.
Essentially, though.
No.
So, okay. You can fire Dave Gettleman. Now, if I'm a diehard Giant fan, and I'm not, and I'll go to Big Mac because he's looking, oh, he's so upset today. He's a bad day for you. right now, you may be in favor of the Garrett firing. Okay, fine, where everyone gets it. But if the Giants came out today and said, we have relieved Dave Gettleman of his duties, in addition to Jason Garrett, wouldn't that make you feel a little bit better? Just a little bit better.
Maybe a little bit, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter right now.
You've given up.
He's going to be fired anyway. Why fire him now?
It doesn't make
a difference. It doesn't make a difference to the team right now. There's nothing to be done right now.
Because the fans deserve it. Joe Judge
deserve
said,
what? Deserve blood?
Yes, deserve blood. Because Joe Judge said something last night when he was just talking to hear himself put words out of his mouth, which meant nothing. And that is the fans. He talked about the fans last night. I know what the fans want. The fans want Gettleman's head on a stick. So why not give it to him? Don't the fans deserve that? After all these years of support, after the worst record in football over the last 5+ years, over the fewest home wins in the NFL in the last 5 years, why not give the fans something they actually want and announce to them, I'm not asleep at the wheel. I get it. Gettleman, get out. That's how you do something for the fan base.
I guess.
What does it do? Let me help you out because I understand the point that Craig's not getting.
I understand the point that Craig's trying to make.
Hold on.
We want him fired, okay. So we'll fire him today. At least we know it's done.
No. Big Mac's right that it's not going to make a difference.
It's
going to
make a difference.
Okay. Big Mac's right it won't make a difference on the field, but here's what Craig's right. If you get rid of him right now, A, you can begin your search to find his replacement,
right.
And B, the uncertainty that some Giant fans have of, well, what if we get hot and win a few games? Are they going to keep this guy? You may as well just get rid of
him. I'm not opposed
He's not
to
wrong.
It.
Wrong. Now, you're right. It's not going to spark the team the way Freddie Kitchens may.
Yeah, it's a more significant firing and changing of the offensive coordinator than the GM right now at this time when there's nothing going on for the GM to do. You want to throw us a bone? Fine. We'll all swallow the bone and have a great day.
Well, who cares? Swallow the bone, you pig.
Yeah, you could swallow a bone.
You don't swallow the bone.
Who swallows the bone? I swallow the bone.
No one swallows the bone.
That's disgusting.
No, it's other people's job. 877-337-6666. Firing Jason Garrett doesn't make Giant fans happy.
Well, that's not necessarily
true. It makes me happier than firing Gettleman today.
No, wrong, sir. You want to have a happy Thanksgiving as a Giant fan? You find out that Gettleman got fired, too.
I want to see them play better.
He built this crap.
Yes, but this crap is going to be the rest of the year. Okay. That's what the team is going to be. Yeah. If you're going to tell me the general manager is going to come in and make significant changes to the roster, we'd have a conversation. But they're not going to do that right now.
The Giants' chances of beating the Philadelphia Eagles next Sunday differ with a new offensive coordinator.
They do
Would
not
you agree
with the
that?
GM.
They don't with a GM. I was trying to make the point. Yes.
Right.
The chances of the Giants winning next Sunday.
Who cares if they win next Sunday?
Because Giant fans still want to see them win a few games.
Who cares?
Well, you're not a Giant fan. Now you're speaking for those.
But you don't care.
He wants to win.
If it's who cares, then what do we care about anything?
No, that you care about next year being better than this year.
We all know he's going to get fired.
You know how I make next year better than this year? I don't care if they win next week. You effed up the season already. You clown show.
But you know if they win the next two games, what happens around here?
I know exactly what's going to happen.
What happens?
Bah.
I'd rather let Gettleman sit in it and have to deal with it all year long.
Tough guy. Now you're Michael Corleone.
That doesn't make
any sense. Oh, I'm going to play mind games with him. I'm going to let him sit in it. Sit in this.
Look, Craig's right. If you fire Dave Gettleman, a lot of Giant fans will say, great, thank God, the four-year nightmare is over.
Right.
Of course, you're right. It's not going to make a difference against the Eagles. We know that.
Well, I hope they beat the Eagles. Why?
No, that part you're wrong about.
Who cares?
You're all over the place. In one breath, I'm like, Craig's right. But then you say something stupid.
Yeah, well, good news, we beat the Eagles.
Craig, there are still Giant fans that think, hey, we win a game. We win another game. We win a game. You always dream, as unrealistic as it may seem. Like, look at you. You're such a hypocrite. You sat here saying the Jets could beat the Dolphins or go on a four-game winning streak. There was no evidence to support that, yet you as a fan said it over and over and over again. Did you not? He's not listening anymore. I'll just help you out.
Magnolia Bakery made their banana pudding available for shipment in time for Thanksgiving.
Good.
So I'm trying to get in on that before they run out. I'm sorry about that, Evan. Just an important part of my life.
No, go to that. It doesn't matter. Trust me, it doesn't matter.
877-337-6666.
Mr. I'm going to lose 7 pounds in 2 days.
By the way, pretty close.
Well, he's fantasizing about, let me have some pie.
I'm halfway home. I got about 6 pounds to go, and I win. 6 pounds by Thursday morning.
You're not losing 6 pounds in two days.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right? Guess who's coming on the show today? The great Luke Thomas. The great Nate Quarry, MMA people, going to walk me through how you go with weight loss.
Yeah, but you're not an MMA
guy. I'm not making weight.
You wouldn't have the discipline of a Luke Thomas. You wouldn't.
Luke Thomas is a commentator.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
My point is, you wouldn't have this. I was about to say, I don't even know who Luke Thomas is.
Hey, do me a favor. Tom, call Nate Quarry up for me real quick.
You wouldn't have the discipline of a Nate Quarry. You just don't.
I didn't say I did. I just want to find out what I got to do.
And how are you losing 6 pounds in 48 hours?
I'm going to ask them.
By the way, what time do you have to make weight? What time?
Anytime Thursday morning. Well, I'm going to try to do it before our football game.
You do it after the football game.
No, I'm going to eat during the game. Yeah, what?
You're going to eat during the game?
Yeah, someone's bringing barbecue.
What are you, Lou Gower now, repeating everything we say?
Yeah. Did you call Quarry up or no?
He just left.
He went for a walk.
He's gone.
He went for a walk while I'm looking for Nate Quarry. Huh? You guys are
what's
know
with
Nate
you
Quarry
today?
Is. What's with me today?
Yeah, what's with you
what's
today?
What's with you today,
what's with
sir?
You today?
What's with you?
I'm pissed off about the Giants. That's what's matter. I am.
You should be. Another embarrassment. That's all.
But we don't want to win. We don't want to win against the Eagles. I want to feel like this next Sunday, next Monday, and the Monday after
Season's
that, and the Monday
over,
after
dude.
That.
Dude, you come on. What are you new around here? As a fan, you still want to win. Like, what are you talking about? Like, sure, there are going to be some Giant fans who are thinking about the draft, and I understand that. But when he sits his fat ass on his couch next Sunday, like every other Giant fan, like even Jet fans like myself, we're going to root for our team to win. Hey! Are you rooting for the Jets on Sunday?
You're damn right I am.
Oh, okay.
Let's go Jets.
Exactly.
Let's go Jets. That's right.
My point.
That's right, Evan. My team is still playing viable football games.
And the Giants aren't? And they aren't. So the Jets are and the Giants aren't.
He said this is all part of the plan.
Yeah.
The plan is exactly how we planned it.
You are such a sucker.
That's what my guy said.
What a sucker.
Oh, yeah. He said, we're turning it around. It started. Okay. I believe my guy.
The only thing that makes me feel good is Elijah Moore. I think of Elijah Moore and I say, all right. Okay. All right. That's it. But don't tell Giant fans that they shouldn't care about winning games. That's why you make a change like this, because you're trying to win games. And look, I'm not predicting they're going 6-1, but Freddie Kitchens at least has the history of taking over for that decrepit Brown team, and all of a sudden, Baker Mayfield looked like a competent quarterback, and they won 5 of 8.
Don't we love talking football? Did you get me Nate Quarry on the phone yet or no?
No, not yet.
All right. Here's Roscoe in Brooklyn. Roscoe, what do you got, kiddo?
My own about a time ago. Listen, why did he first of all, you're playing against the GOAT. You defer, and he scores.
Roscoe, you were so
right, dude.
But
hear me out. This was the best one right here. We get the ball at the second half. We don't score. They come back. They score. At the end of the game, did you see what the GOAT did?
At the end of the game?
At the end of the game.
Yeah, he was sitting on the sideline watching Blaine Gabbert dominate.
Hear me out, though. At the end of the game, you know, when they're going to go say, you know, give everybody a, you know, handshake and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
He's talking to some, I think that was the kicker or backup quarterback.
Yeah, the Bulls guy, right?
Yeah, the Bulls guy.
I saw
right?
that.
Listen,
yeah.
All right, then, as Daniel Jones, that's not my quarterback anymore, walks by, he says, take care, big guy.
Yes, he did. I saw that.
What a slap in the face.
That's code for you suck. I'll never see you again.
Take care, big guy, a slap in the face.
It is. He's right.
Chris. That's our quarterback with Monaco. He told them, big guy. That's like,
big guy.
You know, You know what that is?
That's you know what that is, Roscoe? That's Tom Brady saying, you know what? Next year, you can be my backup.
You took that as a slight?
Yes. We'll get rid of Blaine Gabbert. You can sit behind me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what you say to a young quarterback who you believe in? You talk to him. You say, boy, I was really impressed. Good luck. I'll see you in the future.
He sucked.
That's my point. Yeah. Exactly. That's why it's a slight.
See you down the road, big guy.
Right. That's his way of saying you're trash. You'll be my backup
next
year.
He was trash.
See you later.
Danny Jones, by the way, he had such happy feet last night. The whole second half, every time he dropped back, those feet were active.
So were you giving up on him? You done?
In regards to being my franchise quarterback?
Yeah.
It's over.
Last night you were over?
And I like Daniel Jones. I've always liked him. Daniel Jones is an NFL caliber quarterback. I want to be clear. He's not in over his head. He's not incompetent. And maybe we'll say about him what we've said about many others previous to him, if he had this, if he had that. I've gotten to the point with you, Evan, where I know, listen, he's starting every game the rest of the way.
Well, No one's disputing that.
But I think the New York Giants, in addition to needing a new head coach, a new offensive coordinator, a new defensive coordinator, a new general manager, I think they also need a new quarterback. Unless you're going to try to sell us on, we have a very young nuclear core, talented player, skill position guys, and we're going to develop a guy. I don't think John fans want any part of that.
And here's why you can't bring Jones back.
And I respect that. If you're a John fan saying, hey, you sold us on this Danny Jones when no one ever heard of him, that failed. We're not accepting that again now. We know that if you bring a veteran in, not named Deshaun or Russell Wilson, that it's just a bit of a stopgap measure. It's not a long-term solution. But outside of that, I agree with you. I don't think Giant fans want any part of who's the next kid coming out of college.
Well, forget about the kid for a second. Look at Daniel Jones. If you brought him back next year, if you saw enough from him over the next 8 games to say, I'm going to bring him back, you're going to give him maybe his third head coach, and you're going to give him his fourth offensive coordinator in 4 years?
Yeah, fair point.
That's a tough thing to do. And so you're like me. You and I are similar. Last night, Monday night, November 22nd, the 9-year anniversary of the butt fumble, that was the night where you gave up on Daniel Jones.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I have to say I did.
Last night was the night.
By the way, you can still make your bids on watching a net game with Evan in a luxury suite that's fully catered. You can still bid for a little bit longer on coming in here with your friends to watch us do a live show. That's up to $2,300. You can also still bid on 2 tickets to the... Oh, this is funny, actually. Apropos of today.
What?
Do you want to go to next year's New York Giants home opener and get an Eli Manning signed football?
Yeah, you want to see Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson quarterback. Yeah, it's going to be hyped up.
I agree. And I do think this is happening right now.
What?
And I know you'll poo-poo this, and many people say I'm crazy. I do believe that there is, not Robert Saleh for sure, because he's been here long enough. There are Jet employees somewhere in New Jersey right now at a local tavern enjoying what the Giants are going through. There's no doubt in my mind. They're toasting.
Well, do you think that the other team's failures, because the Jets and Giants have been horrific for years now, do you really think the other team's failures make you feel a little bit better, whether you're an employee or a fan?
Yes.
Do you feel better, Big Mac, that the Jets suck?
No. You went the wrong way on that.
What do you mean?
No. The Jet fan feels better that the Giants.
Oh, so you think we do? The Giant fan doesn't care.
Yes.
Yes. Misery loves company, which I said to you earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But it still doesn't blind me from the fact that my team hasn't won.
Mutually exclusive things. Not suggesting it shared or does.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, in an otherwise sucky season that we're experiencing yet again, there are Jet employees and probably fans right now going, I love this. I love this. Because your best friends in life, the guys and gals you work with, you live near, you socialize with, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, are most likely, not all of them, but most likely Jet or Giant fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like wherever you might be going for Thanksgiving on Thursday, you will be in a house with other people that are either Jet fans or Giant fans, right? So I'm a Jet fan. If people come over to the house for Thanksgiving, there's no doubt going to be a Giant fan among them. unless it's Chris Christie. He's a Cowboy fan, which is why he's been disinvited. All right?
They didn't look at this.
And way. They're going to come over, and I'm going to go, let's just have a toast together. Because you can't make fun of me this holiday. That's all.
Unfortunately, that's been like the last 5 or 6 years, though.
But I wasn't here for 3 of those years. So I'm here now.
You get to enjoy the fruits of that.
And last year was so new, I didn't feel that way about anything.
I don't know. The Jet-Giant dynamic is weird, man.
Yeah,
because
weird.
I personally, I'm only one Jet fan. I don't really have a dislike or a enjoyment for the Giants' struggles. Like, the misery loves company thing, it doesn't help me that much.
Okay.
It just doesn't. Now, I'm sure there are. And you know what I think a lot of it's dependent on, Craig? The Giant fans in your life, if they're loud and obnoxious, then you're right. If they're quiet and humble, then you kind of feel bad for them. So I think a lot of it depends on the friends and relatives in your life and how they act.
Fair enough. Well, listen, it's just out there. You know, the big topic of conversation this Thanksgiving Thursday will not only be the Giants, you know, season, the Jets season, of course, but it's also going to be baseball and the fact that the New York Mets may have closed in on their first postseason acquisition, Evan.
Who do we got? And don't tell me Jose Rodriguez, the minor league pitcher. Don't tell me that. I'll slap you if you say that. Like a real major leaguer?
A real major leaguer.
We got breaking news or you heard?
Not yet.
Not yet?
But could be done by Thanksgiving.
Is it a starting pitcher?
2 of them.
Well, first of all, let's address Steven Matz. I will take my arrows and slings on Twitter. I would like to bring Steven Matz back. I'll own it. I'll say it. Is Steven Matz going to be under my Thanksgiving turkey?
Very good possibility that you will wake up Thanksgiving morning with Steven Matz as a Met.
Now, a lot of Met fans are not happy about that.
It's all right.
I've always been partial to Steven as a lefty, even though he's 30, had a good year last year on a short-term deal. Why not? Now, as far as the other one's concerned, let's rule out Max Scherzer. That's not happening.
It is not Max Scherzer.
So it's either bringing back Marcus Stroman.
On the table.
Now, Desclafani is signed. Wood is signed. What else we got out there? Kevin Gausman.
Jonathan Gray. Jonathan Gray.
Maybe a trade for Sonny Gray. Ooh.
No, he can't play in New York. We've learned
that
already.
BS. I don't believe that.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't believe that.
Well, that's for another day.
Okay.
It's not him.
So who is it?
Do I see Kevin John Gausman?
Kevin Gausman.
Yeah.
I don't know how good he is. He had a great year last year. How many years am I giving Kevin Gausman? I know they don't have to give up the draft pick, which is really important.
There you go. Okay, but the draft's so important.
No, the 14th pick in the draft?
Yeah.
I just don't know. Like, if you're getting the Kevin Gausman from last year who made the 30-plus starts and had a great year, fine. But am I getting, you know, which one am I getting?
I don't know what you're getting.
Well, that's important.
I know this. The New York Giants said, you're not getting Jason Garrett anymore.
Good.
And we'll get your reaction to that. As Joe Judge has done kind of what he did last year when he threw Mark Colombo under the bus and got rid of him because he challenged him. Now you get rid of Jason Garrett. Because it's Jason Garrett's fault that you suck as a head coach and your general manager sucks on making the offensive line better. Good times, Giants fans.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
7 out of the last 8 weeks of the NFL season, the Jets and the Giants will play at the exact same time. Which, frankly, if there was ever a year where they were going to screw us, this seems to be the best year since both teams stink. Right?
It's a bad precedent.
It sucks. You can talk to Harold Katz about that over at the NFL. He's the guy that schedules them. And he obviously has no respect at all for the New York sports fan or the New York football fan.
The only weekend where they won't play at exactly the same time is December 12th because the Giants are in LA against the Chargers and play at 4 every other Sunday. 1-1-1-1-1.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I'm with you on that. It sucks for everybody because even if whether you're a fan of one or the other, you like the separation.
Yeah.
Because it's how we live our lives, okay? Jets at 1, Giants at 425.
This is what we, I think, all grew up with. And I think it's a part of why I never developed a dislike for the other team, because I watched that team all the time, and they never went up against the Jets except once every 4 years. Didn't inflict too much damage until Christmas Eve 2011. And so it stinks. It stinks for the kids, Craig. All the kids growing up can't watch both. They can only watch one.
Yeah.
I feel for them.
Here's Sam in Melville. Sam, what's on your mind today, buddy?
Craig A. and Evan. Craig, I'm a longtime fan, brother. Keep fighting the fight.
Thank you.
So glad to have you back
So glad to have you back on the radio. Unfortunately, I have personal family experience with addiction.
Yep.
I'm also a securities litigator. So your stuff kind of hit me hard, but
okay.
I'm glad you're back. Keep fighting. And listen, it's easy to see where the Giants' offensive line problems go to. In 2016, they had a chance to draft Laramie Tunsil.
Yeah, they got scared off because of the bong.
Yeah, I mean, Laramie Tunsil fell to them in 2016, and they didn't draft him because of the bomb. I mean, the team would be a lot different.
Well, all good to bring that up. All good, I get it. But, you know, the problems for this franchise are so much bigger than that one decision. I understand what he's getting at. I respect it.
But it's also a past administration. Yeah. Jerry Reese was the general manager. Jerry Reese has been dead in Giant fans' eyes for many, many years. So, yes, bad decision, but an eternity ago.
Listen, here, if you want to have that conversation about where the Giants mess up the most, I'm happy to have it. You know, it's not about today so much as, you know, Jason Garrett news and the fact that they stunk again prime time last night and got embarrassed on national TV. But for the sake of the conversation, to me, it's very crystal clear. And it's got nothing to do with Dave Gettleman, to be honest about it. It's more John Maurer and the previous administration. They made a decision that Eli Manning was never going to stop playing. Mm. And they had ample opportunities to address the future at quarterback year after year towards the end of Eli's career, and they didn't. And I'm not sure if that was based out of arrogance, cockiness,
loyalty,
incompetence, loyalty. I don't know what it was. But that's where this thing went south.
No, I agree with you. Because if one would say Saquon, well, that's connected to the point you just said.
Right.
Like, it's all connected to waiting too long. But they finally decided to move on. They did. And that's been a couple of years now. And this rebuild is endless. Eventually, you need to see the fruits of your labor from a rebuild. And it's still not there.
Right. And that decision, obviously, we all get at where I'm going with this. You know, then changes every future decision.
Right.
Every first-round pick after pick, and to me, you could pick your poison, was it this year or that year. But you talk about all the great young quarterbacks in this league, Giants could have had every one of them. Every one of them
after
was available.
After the 2017 season, that was the year where Eli got benched for a day. That was the moment to move on, in my opinion. Because in 16, they had a really good year.
Yeah, once the streak was done, you mean, and they foobarred that whole thing?
Well, they were 3-4. Team stunk. They were the worst offense in the NFL. So that was the moment to move on going into 18. And they decided to give it one more try. That's why they drafted Saquon Barkley.
Meanwhile, Noreen Spring said, the executive director of Why Hunger is here. As you know, since I've been around this radio station, Evan, too. It was a big cause championed by our former boss, Mark Chernoff, to make sure that the Thanksgiving week, we acknowledge that there are folks out there that aren't fortunate enough to, A, have a place to live, B, you know, put food on the table. And we as a radio station and company have partnered with the folks at Hunger Thought and Why Hunger for many, many years. And Noreen, it's good to see you. How's everything?
It's so good to be with you guys in person.
Yeah,
wow.
Right?
Thank you.
And listen, it's I say this every year. I did for every year. That, you know, you think you're going to wake up one Thanksgiving and we're not going to need to do Hungerthon because we will have figured out how to make sure people get access to food, not just shelter, but, you know, food as well. And yet every year we sit here and it's like, here we go again. It's a major need and maybe more this year than any other.
That's the dream, right? Hunger is solvable. We can do it. WFAN listeners and you guys as the on-air personalities really give us your airwaves to raise awareness and raise much-needed funds. Hunger obviously spiked big time during the beginning of the pandemic. It has settled down to the numbers that were about what we were seeing in 2019, but still way too many people, 38 million Americans, 1 in 6 kids. In New York City, it's actually even higher, 1.5 million people, many of whom are working. They're working 2 jobs, waiting on lines at the food pantry and just can't make ends meet. We all know how hard it is to live in New York.
Listen, and this is not necessarily homeless people. These are people who do work. These are people that do have roofs over their heads, but just money's very thin and, you know, where's tomorrow's dinner coming from? That sort of thing. It's not, you know, what you might think stereotypically. There is no stereotypical person in need, right?
That's right. It is a hungry child. It's a neighbor. It's a family member. It's an Army veteran. People that have served this country are going hungry because they're not making enough money and they can't make ends meet. So hunger is a completely solvable problem. We believe nutritious food is a human right. And your donation dollars at hungerthon.org. Today they're being matched. We have a corporate sponsor in VitaFusion. They are matching donations up to $100,000 through the end of Hungerthon. So, and we have great, great gifts, and getting you guys involved and your listeners to donate really means
a
lot to us.
How many years has this been going on? Because I remember it since the moment I started here, you know, 15 years ago. But how long has the Hungerthon and Why Hunger been around?
This is our 36th year.
Wow.
Yeah,
36.
So a long time. And as Carton points out, like, we don't want to be doing this, right? So let's bring those numbers down. Let's work on those root causes. If people earned a living wage in America, they would have the human dignity and autonomy to go to the grocery store and get their own food. Nobody wants the stress and the worry of waiting online for food charity, which is incredibly important, but it's not going to solve the hunger problem over the long term.
The number is 1-800-5-HUNGRY. You can just make a donation. You don't have to bid on an item if you just want to, you know, whether it's $5, $20, $100, or whatever it is. You can call 1-800-5-HUNGRY. You can go to hungerthon.org. There are some incentivized opportunities to make a donation if you're that type of guy or gal that will only write a check if you get something outside of goodwill in return. What do we have, a guitar here? Did I sign that guitar? I did not sign that guitar. Who signed that guitar?
That is Ed Sheeran signed guitar that you will find if you go to hungerthon.org and click on the auctions. Evan, there's a great opportunity with you that's going really, really well. So all hungerthon.org/WFAN is where you get
watching a Nets game with me in a suite. And I warn you, I get into the games quite a bit.
By the way, that particular item, which is watch the Nets, I guess it's done. It just closed out. The Nets-Celtic game with Evan. I think we just closed that out, I guess, because I don't see it here. But you can still put a bid in to come watch the show with me and Evan. That bid's at $2,300.
And not only do you get to watch a show with us, whenever Craig requests a soda, you'll have the honor of getting the
for
him.
That's right. That's we give Tommy
the
day
how
off
it works?
That day.
That's a pretty good idea. Come on.
That's a perk. And hungerthon.org/voice. Evan, we still have some voicemail messages for you.
People don't want my voice.
It's a tad embarrassing that you've not sold out yet, but you will by the end of the day.
I'm not embarrassed. You can be embarrassed for me.
It is good seeing you. We'll have you back before the end of the show.
Yes,
just get
we'll be back.
Everything.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. That's hungerthon.org. And the phone number yet again is 1-800-5-HUNGRY. It's the number 5-HUNGRY. 1-800-5-HUNGRY. This was a very
I feel better. Al Dukes didn't sell out yet either. So that makes me feel a little bit better. And Racco.
That is a lot. I have to be honest. We've been doing this since 6 o'clock this morning. Have you not sold out your voice?
Here are the ones who have sold out. John Sterling.
Yeah.
Boomer, Gio, Maggie, and you. Everyone else is available. Me, Racco, Al, Keith McPherson, who's doing his first show
tonight. Nobody knows Keith yet, so he gets a pass.
He gets a pass. And Sal Licata. And Susan. Susan hasn't sold that yet.
Hi, this is Susan Wallman. Thank you for making a donation to Hungerthon. Bob can't come to the phone right now. He's busy. He's got special balls.
I have a prediction to make. If you go to whyhunger.org/voice, in the next 2 minutes, Susan will be sold out.
That probably.
Is a guarantee.
What are you people doing?
I'll still be available, but Susan will be sold out in the next 60 seconds.
Here is...
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. Josh is in Smithtown. Hi, Josh.
Hey,
hi,
Greg.
Josh. What's up, guy, buddy?
I think you should teach these guys at the station a little bit, because from the morning show to the midday show, to even the clowns that you work with, their picks this season have been just absolutely abysmal.
It's why
you fade them.
Yes, but listen, as you know, I have a gambling problem. I can't gamble responsibly, but I tell these guys all the time, I try to counsel them, this is why you don't listen to any service or any quote-unquote expert. You don't buy picks from anybody. Because here are guys, men and women.
Every single person is under 500
at
this radio station.
Yeah, because you all suck at it.
No, I know. I'm backing you up.
And the one guy who can't do it responsibly gets every game right.
Well, you haven't picked games because you can't. Well, yeah,
I can't pick games. But yes, Greg, don't listen to anybody.
Games, you'll usually tell us how you're feeling, and usually your feeling is pretty spot on.
Yes, I told these clowns yesterday they embarrassed themselves by picking the Giants.
In fairness,
night.
Josh, what Craig a is undefeated. Clown show. Craig is undefeated with the Giants. I will give you that. You've embarrassed yourself with the Jets. And because you don't make picks, you're not on record for us to have a number. But anyone who listens, if you're being honest, you've embarrassed yourself with the Jets.
Not true. Not true.
Yes, you
not
have.
Not true.
They were going to have a winning streak against the Dolphins
not
and the
true.
Texans.
But I just but points out my point.
No, your point.
How many guys in the morning? Four guys in the morning. Moose and Maggie is six. And you knuckleheads, nine people who are supposed to be sports experts. Every one of you are under 500 this year.
Right now, I can only speak for us. I can't speak for the other shows because I'm not keeping track of their records. Big Mac is in first place. He's 16-19. I'm 18-23, and Lou Gower is 14-21. It's almost difficult to be this bad at picks, and we've managed to do it.
Also, if I may, for those of you online, there's a couple little terminology things that bother me, like nails on a chalkboard. One of them is when people say, I could care less.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's I couldn't care less, or else it doesn't make much sense, okay?
Right.
Here's another one. You ready for this one?
Yes.
My main man, Jonathan Mendoza. Garrett was the escape goat.
Escape goat?
I've never heard that mistake before.
Escape goat?
He's the goat that's on the loose, Evan. He escaped. Yeah. The escape goat.
Gotta be careful of that escape goat, man.
Someone told me that your buddy, Carl Banks, thought the Giants were going to win last night, too.
Yes.
Did he pick the Giants?
I don't know if he picked them or not, but yes, he was confident.
So he picked them. Yeah. He had the I mean, even if you're the play to NFL,
he thought they had a chance
don't know
to
anything
win.
About the NFL.
So did Boomer thought they were going to win the game.
Yeah, Boomer was with
he 11 and a half.
Give me the audio of that.
He woke up. Now, here's the truth, because I heard this part. Boomer said, I woke up and I had a feeling.
Yeah, it was
and
called,
that's where it came
it's
from.
Called gas. Yeah, I had a feeling. He had a feeling what? That the Giants were going to win last night?
Yes, he thought they were going to win.
Boy, oh boy, you talk about being out of touch. Woo-fah. How could you watch the Giants this year and know what Tampa Bay had just done the last 2 weeks, coming to a Monday night home game, and have had a feeling that the Giants not just keep it close, okay, it's one thing, you'll be competitive, but win outright. And then the Giants go out there. We all saw it last night. I mean, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers legitimately could have put a 50-burger on the Giants.
Well, when it was 10-10, you didn't feel good.
Only points of the game were on a 5-yard drive.
So at 10-10, you didn't say to yourself, all right, we got a football game?
No.
There was never
a
moment.
And here's why. And I think every Giant fan probably felt this as well.
What?
It never felt close, even when it was close.
You know when it felt close to me? When they scored the touchdown off the Adoree Jackson pick. They actually forced Tampa into a 3rd-and-3 right out of the gate. Now, I remember sitting there thinking to myself, if they could get off the field right now and force a 3-and-out, this is on the heels of the Adoree interception and the touchdown, we have a football game. And if you recall that 3rd-and-3, that was when Gronk was wide open over the middle. Tom Brady had all day. He was sitting there in the pocket. He's hanging out. That conversion and then, in honor of someone we know, bink, 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 Ronald Jones touchdown, then it felt over. But that was the one moment where I said, okay, we may have a close football game, and it disappeared like this.
Yeah, like this.
Like this.
I thought that game was over when, Tampa Bay took the field.
Well, look that way when they marched down the field immediately.
Yeah, it was just so simple.
And then here's what's crazy. So the Giants get right out of the gate into Tampa Bay's red zone. Immediately, they've got a shot. They're in the red zone right out of the gate. First and goal from the 15. Murphy Bunting's call for a pass interference. And we're like, all right, the worst red zone offense in the NFL, Craig. They've got a chance to score.
Yeah.
And what happened? You get a Will Hernandez false start. You get a bad pass by Daniel Jones. And then it's field goal central.
Was there a point last night when you had the back-to-back calls against Hernandez when you felt bad for him?
No.
Yeah, me either.
No, I'm past that.
Was there a point last night when you saw JPP playing with one arm because he has a torn rotator cuff? I mean, who doesn't these days? I do. Playing out there, swatting Daniel Jones, passes down to the ground. No?
No.
No, no part of you last night seeing 90-year-old Ndamukong Suh bull rush your offensive line backwards? No?
Ndamukong Suh.
No, no point did you feel bad for anybody?
No.
Let's fire Jason Garrett. He's the problem.
You know what I felt bad for? The one giant I felt bad for was Kadarius Toney on the direct snap. He throws this bomb down the field to Darius Slayton. It was the best thrown ball of the game, and he got screwed because it should have been a pass interference.
I disagree. That's a good call. Good non-call. No.
Good non-call?
Stop
good
it.
Non-call. Come Their feet on. Got
no,
tangled.
Listen, you know what? If they don't throw the flag, fine. You cannot pick that flag
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you can.
No, you cannot.
It was not interference.
Stop it.
You could stop it all You're day.
It's a game changer. You right?
It changed the whole game.
It changed the whole momentum of the damn game.
That was a good non-call.
No, it wasn't.
You are the, you know,
you once you throw the, once you throw the flag, you can't, there's no reason to pick it up.
I love you, but I've noticed this. And tell me if I'm crazy here. For everyone listening, not for you because you won't agree. You're the most biased fan I've
How
ever heard.
How am I biased?
If that was the Jets, you would have said the Giants, we got screwed. We got screwed.
Good non-call.
Good non-call.
Yeah.
You are the worst.
But listen, it wasn't a non-call. It was like a reverse call.
Yeah, but it was. They got it right.
I don't think so.
At the end of the day, you want them to get things right, which they don't often do. Looking at the replay, I'll be fair. In real time, I thought it was interference.
Why are they looking at replays?
No, me. I'm saying me personally.
Yeah.
In looking at the replay, they clearly got the call right.
I disagree.
Their feet got tangled. That was it.
There was early contact.
There was a shove.
Oh, you guys. I mean, it's pathetic.
No, there's enough once the flag is thrown, you don't pick it up. There's enough there.
You're the one who said after a first quarter penalty against the Jets.
First drive penalty.
We got screwed by the refs.
The refs screwed us.
You now say, oh, what a good non-call. They
picked
up the flag.
I called
the
way it is.
No, that's right. You're a biased fan.
No, no.
You said earlier, Giant fans shouldn't care about winning, but as a Jet fan, I still care about winning.
I don't care so much, but I want them to win.
You're a biased fan.
No, I'm not biased at all. I'm the most objective guy there is.
Hold on. Say that again.
I am the most objective commentator that you will ever hear on the radio.
The Jets are going on a winning streak. All this garbage.
I'm not always right with some of my thoughts, but I'm objective
about
it.
It's not about being right or wrong, because most of us are wrong most of the time.
Well,
it's just
I wouldn't
few
say
of us,
that. I don't accept that.
And my finished point is few of us actually have the guts to admit it. Guy to my left doesn't like to admit it. That's okay.
When I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I take ownership of being wrong. That Jet game in London against Atlanta, I was right on. That referee's call changed the entire game, and they screwed us, and they keep screwing us. Last night's non-call on the Kadarius Toney throw was a good non-call.
Well, I disagree.
Their feet got tangled. If you don't see it that way, I don't know what you're watching. Well, maybe it's cricket.
We disagree, but let's end on this where we can agree. How about the head coach?
You'll love this.
At the end of the first half, like, hey, let's throw ball to Saquon. Let's waste time. Oh, let's call a timeout. Wait, no, we got to call a timeout now. All right, let's take a shot down the field. Like, what the hell was the decision-making at the end of the first half? It's like he was confused
on
what to do.
Don't you understand that he doesn't know what he's doing? Like, have you ever figured that out yet?
Yes.
Eli called
it out.
Dude, 4th and 5, right? They don't come out of the huddle until about 9-10 seconds left on the play clock, and then it was like, hurry up and snap the ball. It's okay to call a timeout on a 4th down decision. It's not okay to burn timeouts
4th and 1
willy-nilly.
Yeah.
When it's 4th down and the game is long away from being decided, and you're going to make a decision to go for it, which we all appreciate the aggressive nature of going for it there, call the timeout, make sure you've got a play you like, and run it.
Yeah, but Craig, don't you get it?
That was obnoxiously bad.
Craig, don't you get it?
What don't I get or do I get?
He doesn't know what he's doing.
Right! Which is why the guy that should have been fired today with Jason Garrett is Joe Judge.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Let's watch more incompetent football before we fire the head coach.
If we see more incompetent football, I'll be ready to stand there with you on that wall saying fire Joe Judge. But in this moment, it was, let's change the OC and see what happens.
Ugh. Eagles are going to win by 30. That's what's going to happen. Coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. More of your calls as the Giants have made a decision. They found themselves a scapegoat. His name is Jason Garrett.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.